Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Well, hello, Sydney. I hate to take off and land, so you hold my hand. And there's a man next to you with a killer view of New York. Somehow you managed to get me talking too much. Yeah, there's a rhythm. Yeah, there's a feeling. Oh, I've been kicking these words around too long. Had a feeling we were close to something big. Deep breath under a baseball cap. One way ticket to a hide attack. And I'm all locked up in the morning. Take me with you. And I'm all left up in a world I can't explain. Tough, cause I got a few things to work through. And I'm all left up in a world I can't. All left up in a world I can't explain. All left up in a world I can't. Talking about girls from the city that I've never met. I act like I know things I don't. I just like your voice. I got you telling me everything. Yeah, there's a rhythm. Yeah, there's a feeling. Been kicking these words around too long. A feeling we were close to something big. A deep breath under a baseball cap. One way ticket to a heart attack. And I'm all locked up in the morning. Take me with you. And I'm all locked up in a world I can't explain. Cause I got a few things to work through. And I'm all left up in a world I can't. I'm left up in a world I can't explain. I'm all left up in a world I can't explain. Small town way too long. Growing up just wanna do something big. A deep breath under a baseball cap. One way ticket to a heart attack. Locked up in the morning. Take me with you. And I'm all locked up in a world I can't explain. And it's gonna be tough, cause I got a few things to work through.
Up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
You'd know our next guest from this show.
This is a secret and no one needs to put this out on socials.
Kate is the one always playing pranks on poor Husey.
Today we're going to see if Husey can recognise one of his own children.
Please welcome the very mischievous and always fun Kate Langbrook.
Hello, Kate.
Yay! Oh, that's a nice intro. I like myself more than I thought I would.
Now, your voice sounds a tad croaky, yes. Kate Langbrook. Did you have a little bit too much fun at the big launch last night?
Well, you know, it was a celebration of men and their rescue dogs, and this morning I think I need a hair of one of those dogs.
Now, it was incredible, Kate, the amount of dogs that were running around on the rooftop, and then obviously the men that had come to be unveiled for the calendar.
Wasn't that lovely?
Oh, so good. And Mr. September, that's why we kind of wanted to get you on today. It was a big lead up for us in Perth.
Of course it was, and why wouldn't it be? Mr. September was running the show. Not only is Mr. September, who of course is Xavier, How's he, by the way?
He's here. Happy? He's sitting in Perth by my lonesome, actually, just tuning in. I was waiting to see what you said before I jumped in.
Well, you know, it was very interesting because, first of all, you know, Q came back from your show one morning and said, I promised Xavier September. Like, what? What? And then last night when we were doing the show, which was just good, so great with, you know, Conrad Sewell and Amy Clark and Guy Sebastian, and then Hughie goes, we've got to, I promised Xavier that Amy Shark would do his unveiling. What love affair is this that you have with you? Because it's because of his love of footy, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. It's a mutual love, I can tell you that much, Kate. But yeah, when Hughie says jump, I say how high. It's actually a stronger relationship than I have with my missus, so it's going well.
Kate, what else has Dave said over the years that he's just come in and gone, oh, I've promised someone this, and you've just had to go along with it?
Oh, it's just constantly. We constantly have to get a litany of people on to plug their books and their shows and whatever, because he's bumped into them in the Qantas lounge.
Now, there was a bit of a moment between Amy Shark and Xavier, and Xavier's been posting on Instagram and he's been bragging to anyone who'll hear the story.
Yeah.
Now, Kate, I feel like you're a little bit of a matchmaker because randomly, live on air, you said, how about a kiss on the cheek? And I mean, it created a bit of a storm.
Well, it was because we heard that heartbreaking story about a man who, as Hughie said, was pretty well best on ground in, I don't know, 2007, was it?
Eight.
You know, we've heard about it a few times, Kate.
I bet you have. I bet Heidi knows all the stats. Anyway, and then I thought, oh, well, the man's got to be in a sandwich. You can crop me out of that photo and just leave you and Amy Shark.
Oh, no, yes. It's the first time I've handled. No, it's a different one I cropped. It was the one I cropped was the Prince Harry moment with Meghan Markle. But that's actually the first time I've ever had two girls near me at the same time. It was quite a thrill.
Oh, yeah, well, just wait for the restraining order. That'll be arriving around 11 a.m.
Well, it was a magnificent day, Kate. And like I said, if people want to check out that photo, you can judge for yourself, because Xavier's been banging on all morning that the moment just wasn't with you, Kate Langbrook, but the moment he had with Amy Shark was, oh, Zaves, you got to clean yourself up, mate.
The eyes are a window to the soul, they say.
How stunning is she, by the way?
Oh.
And she must be hanging by a thread because, you know, she was our best kept secret and the world's discovered her. So she's been everywhere, and just how beautiful and magical to have her there at our party. And thank you guys for coming. We just loved it.
Oh, Kate, we love you guys. And we'll hear you back this afternoon at 4:30. You'll be back on our radios.
Love it. And can one of you just sit down to the Bunbury Farmers Market for me and pick me up another couple of steaks, which I did on the weekend. I put them in my suitcase and some mushroom gravy. That is the greatest place in the world.
Are you joking?
Another advocate. It's like some people looking at me like, did you tell Kate to say this? Bunbury Farmers Market is my favourite place in the world as well.
Oh, it's so good.
It is the greatest. I was trying to describe it to friends of mine. I went, it's like IKEA, but for food. You can only go in one way, but not fancy, just stunning.
So good to hear another Bunbury Farmers Market fan. I actually take friends there when they come over to Perth. I'm like, you want to see the tourist destinations? Let me show you where it's at.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
We're here for the calendar launch, Men and Mongrels, with Hughie and Kate.
World's biggest calendar.
Yep. So Rescue Dogs and Men, you were Mr. September. And what a moment yesterday. I mean, we just heard Conrad Sewell.
How good was that song live? It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He is so an incredible artist. And so is Amy Shark, Guy Sebastian. But there was a bit of a moment that went down on stage. And I was like a really proud mother when they dragged Mr. September up on stage. You did not only Perth proud, Zaves, but me, I'm sure Emily, and little Tilly, your rescue dog. You were on fire and you were very funny.
Oh. It's Amy Shark!
Hello.
Now,
best top knot in town.
And you were about to announce September, which is an auspicious month in the sporting calendar, Katie.
Correct.
Because in the NRL and the AFL, that's where the finals are.
Correct. And this is one of our friends
Yeah.
From Perth. This is Xavier, who's insisted on being Mr. September, but also wanted you to unveil him.
Oh, Xavier.
I insisted on the second part, not the first part.
He does breakfast in Perth.
With Xavier, Heidi, or Heidi, yes. Xavier,
yeah,
and
I've
Ryan.
I've spoken to you guys. I've spoken to you guys.
They're an amazing breakfast show. And Xavier, in 2008 in September, you played for the Hawthorn Football Club in the AFL, and you guys won the grand final. It was a massive upset. And you didn't get a judge best on ground, but how do you feel about that now?
There's a federal investigation that's ongoing, so Luke Hodge will hand it over shortly.
I think it's a Royal Commission. That's what we do now.
Royal Commission.
It was
Royal
the best commission. Day of your football life, wasn't it? It peaked that day.
Much better than the day I got delisted, yes.
Well, you know what, Xavier? There's going to be no day finer than this when Amy Shark steps up, gives you a tug, and reveals you to all.
Now, before
she's a lady.
Before the tug, who is she going to reveal? What mongrel is she going to reveal here?
So this is the flying Tildo. She hates men, but she liked me. So Emily, my partner, had paid for her and said she hates men, so she won't like you.
You know what? That's like every wife and girlfriend in the world.
Yeah, my partner hates me too. So Tilly's the only one that likes me. So it's all ended well with us.
I like you, Zave. It's okay.
Oh, Amy, can you do the honours? Let's big reaction here.
Mr. September, Xavier, and Tilly. Oh, and there you are on an iconic footy ground.
Yeah, the home of football, they call it these days.
Well, right. In the AFL, the West Coast Eagles did win the grand final this year, and you were playing for that team only till what year?
2016, then got delisted. So it was a short time.
Hey, how did Tilly come to you?
So Tilly was left in a backyard, actually, for about a month and had fly bite and a few warts and all that sort of stuff all over. And she actually did hate. Yeah, she was scattered with
warts
and stuff. And we had a Labrador at home who we call the private school boy, and she's the junkyard dog. So she did hate men, but she jumped in my car straight away, and I rang Emily and said, I think she might be suitable. And Em said, yeah, I've already paid for her. So that was easily sorted out.
And she's come good like you have come good. You've got a beautiful wife now. You've got a baby. But in 2008...
Was he bad?
No, well, hang on. They won the grand final, Hawthorn, in the AFL. They won the grand final. He was practically best on ground.
B.O.G.
You went out on grand final night with your medal around your neck. And how many ladies did you kiss because you were single?
I tried as hard as I've ever tried in my life. In the end, I ended up in my actual playing gear just to let everyone know I was fresh and available, but still went home empty-handed.
Not a single kiss, Xavier.
They used to call me Cheeksy at school because the only time I ever got a kiss was on the cheek.
Well, step over here. I think Amy Shark might kindly do one cheek and hold it.
And I'll
just
watch on.
Because you're a
mother. Here we go.
Oh, no. Just because he's nice to his dog.
I am.
Give it up for these legends.
All right.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.